Chapter 6. Why are you a spiritual failure? Modern preaching has produced the modern spiritual failure that we see in the church. Failures are not ready-made. They are the product of the teaching that we have had or the absence of the right teaching. I am convinced that most people will come to the level of the Father's purpose if they know how. The spiritual failure I am talking about is one who is born of God but who has never developed, who has remained in an infant state through many years because of malnutrition. They feed upon theories of men rather than upon the Word of God. They have lived in the realm of sense knowledge rather than in the realm of the Word of God. They are ever praying for faith, not realizing that all things belong to them, that He has blessed them with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, and that at the very beginning God marked us out for the position of sons and daughters through Jesus Christ unto Himself, Ephesians 1:3 and 4. You see, the purpose of the Father was healthy, vigorous children. Can you conceive of an intelligent earthly parent that wishes to give birth to children that will be sickly, half-witted, deformed creatures? Why, the thing doesn't sound reasonable. And do you think the Heavenly Father takes pleasure in having us sick, mentally, physically, and spiritually? Do you think Jesus likes to contemplate the number of Christians that are in hospitals undergoing hideous operations and going through the torture of the damned?